July 1, 1926. There's no sanctity without the will of God. The coming of Jesus upon earth served to form the ways and the stairs to reach the kingdom of his will. I was doing my usual acts in the supreme volition, and I thought to myself, how is it possible that among the many saints of the Old Testament who have so distinguished themselves with the power of miracles, like a Moses, and Elijah and the many prophets, and among so many saints after the coming of our Lord, who have rendered themselves so marvelous because of their virtues and miracles, none of these has possessed the kingdom of the divine will and has lived in the unity of its light? It seems incredible. Now, while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and clasping me to himself, told me, my daughter, yet it is really true that until now no one has possessed the kingdom of my will or enjoyed all the fullness of the unity of the light it contains. Had it been so, since it is the thing that interests me the most, that glorifies me the most and that, no less, will place all the divine rights in safety and will complete the work of creation and redemption, and not only this, but will bring to the creature the greatest good that can exist in heaven and on earth, I would have acted in such a way as to make it known. Just as I have made known the many virtues and wonders of my saints, I would have made known the one who had possessed the kingdom of my will, which I hold so dear, so as to transmit it to others, by imitating the one who had possessed it. Now, the saints of the Old Testament found themselves in the same condition as Adam, a divine repairer was missing who, while rejoining the human will and the divine, was to pay the debt of guilty man in a divine way. However, both the ancient saints and the modern ones have taken of my will as much as they have known. The very miracles they performed were particles of the power of my will communicated to them. So, all my saints have lived, some in the shadow of my will, some in the reflections of its light, some submitted to its power, some to the order of its commands, because there is no sanctity without my will. But they have possessed of it the little they have known, no more, because only when a good is known, does one then long for it and arrives at possessing it. No one can possess a good, a property, without knowing it. And suppose one did possess it without knowing it, that good is as though dead for him, because the life of knowledge is missing. Now, since my will is the greatest thing, which encompasses everything, and all things from the greatest to the smallest remain dissolved before it, so many things should be known about my will as to surpass what is known about creation, about redemption, about all virtues and all sciences. My will was to be a book for each step, for each act, a book for each created thing. The whole earth was to be filled with volumes of knowledges regarding the kingdom of my will, such as to surpass the number of created things. Now, where are these books? There is no book, only a few sayings are known about it, while it should be at the origin of each knowledge, of anything. Being the life of each thing, it should be on everything, like the image of the king impressed on the currency that circulates in a kingdom. Like the light of the sun that shines over each plant to give it life. Like water that quenches the thirst of burning lips. Like food that satiates the hungry man after a long fast. Everything should be filled with the knowledges regarding my will. And if it is not so, it is a sign that the kingdom of my will is not known, and therefore not possessed. Would you perhaps be able to tell me which saint said that he possessed this kingdom and the unity of the light of the supreme volition? Certainly not. I myself spoke little about it. Had I wanted to speak extensively about the kingdom of my will and about wanting to form it in man just as innocent Adam possessed it, since this is the highest point, the most proximal to God and the closest to the divine likeness, and since the fall of Adam was still fresh, they would all have become discouraged, and turning their backs to me, would have said, if innocent Adam could not manage, nor had the constancy to live in the sanctity of this kingdom, so much so as to cause his own fall and that of all generations into miseries, into passions and irreparable evils, how can we, guilty ones, live in a kingdom so holy? Beautiful, yes, but we can say that it is not for us. Not only this, but since my will is the highest point, the ways, the means of transportation, the stairs, the decent clothes, the appropriate foods were needed in order to be able to dwell in this kingdom. So, my coming upon earth served to form all this. Each one of my sayings, works, pains, prayers, examples, instituted sacraments, were ways that I formed, means of transportation to let them arrive more quickly, stairs to let them ascend. It can be said that I gave them the clothes of my humanity reddened with my blood to let them be clothed decently in this kingdom of my will, so holy, which, in creation, the uncreated wisdom established to give to man as inheritance. So, even though I spoke little about this, because when I speak at time and circumstance, as the necessity and the utility of the good which my word contains must be enclosed in it. Instead of speaking, I did the deeds, intending to speak to you about the kingdom of my will. Now, how could they possess it if they did not have full knowledge of it? On the other hand, you must know that all the manifestations I have made to you about it, its prodigies, its goods, what the soul must do to be able to settle in this kingdom, my very expressed will for man to return into my kingdom, and how I have done everything, creation, redemption, so that he might come to possess my kingdom which he had lost, our bonds of transmission, our doors to let him enter, our donations that I make, our laws, instructions on how to live in it, intelligence to make them comprehend and appreciate the good they possess. If all this was missing, how could they possess this kingdom of my will? It would be as if someone wanted to go to live in another kingdom without a passport, without knowing either its laws or its customs or its dialect. Poor one, his entrance would be impossible. And if he did enter as an intruder, he would be so ill at ease, that he himself would rather go out of a kingdom he knows nothing about. Now, my daughter, does it not seem easier to you, more encouraging, more within the reach of the human nature, that after they have known the kingdom of redemption in which the blind, the lame and the sick can be healed, because the blind cannot enter the kingdom of my will, for in it all are straight and glowing with health, finding all possible means in the kingdom of redemption and the very passport of my passion and death in order to pass into the kingdom of my will, animated at the sight of such a great good, they will decide to take possession of it? Therefore, be attentive, and do not want to constrain or reduce the goods which are in the kingdom of my will, and you do this when you do not manifest everything of what I make known to you, because knowledge is the bearer of the gift. And if now I abound in the knowledges about it, it is gifts that I make, and in these gifts I establish the more or the less to be placed in the kingdom of my will for the good of those who are to possess it.